Hey everybody, it's Friday. I'm Matthew Alaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith again over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you so much for all the good things you've been revealing to us this week on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Seek First, and we are learning how vitally important it is that God and His things be first place in our lives. Now, friend, if you've missed any of the broadcast this week, I want to encourage you to go back to mam.tv and catch up with us right there, because the Lord has really been ministering to us and helping us on the broadcast. And I know that the broadcast that you may have missed, they will be a great blessing and a great help to your life. Now let's go back over to Matthew chapter 6 and let's look at verse 33 again, where Jesus said there, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And so in that verse, the Lord is telling us that God and His things need to be first place and have first priority in our lives. Now, one of the ways that you can locate what is first in your life, what is first priority in your life, is by looking at what you spend your time on. When you locate what you spend your time on, you locate what you value. You locate what's priority. You locate what is first. You know, you can say something's important to you, but if you never spend any time doing it, if you're never investing any of your time into it, then the reality is it's just not as important to you as you're saying it is. And so here's a question I want you to ask yourself. Is what you're doing with your time demonstrating that God and His things are first place in your life? I want to ask you that question again. Is what you're doing with your time demonstrating that God and His things are first place in your life? Again, it's easy to say, well, God's first in my life. Well, friend, if that actually is true, then what we'll see is we'll see you investing a large portion of your time into the Lord and into His things. Why? Because what is first in your life, what's first place in your life, what's first priority in your life, you are going to invest a lot of time doing. Now let's go over to Proverbs chapter 4 and let's look at verse 26 there. And it says this, "Ponder the paths of your feet." What is that verse telling us to do? It's telling us to think about what we're spending our lives doing. Ponder the paths of your feet. And you know, we need to assess what we're doing with our time. We need to assess each day, what am I doing with the hours of the day? What am I doing with my time? You know, if we don't assess what we're doing with our time, then what's going to happen is we're going to end up wasting our time on a lot of things that are of little to no value. You know, so much of what's going on down here in the earth carries no weight and no value and no importance in heaven. And what you and I want to do is we want to make sure that we are giving the most time to the things that matter most to the Lord. I want to say that to you again. We want to make sure that we are giving the most of our time to the things that matter most to the Lord. We don't want to spend our time and waste our time on things that are not valuable to the Lord. You know, Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says to set your affection on things above. And that means that God's things are what you value. You've set your affection on God and on the things that He values. And if you've done that, then you're going to invest a lot of your time into those things. And so, friend, I would challenge you to maybe even write down for the next week what you're doing with your time. You know, time is one of our most valuable commodities because we can never get any more of it. You know, today, at the end of the day, is going to be gone, and you and I are never going to get that time back. And why are we talking so much about time? Because when we locate our time, we locate what's valuable to us, we locate what is our priority, and we locate what is first in our life. So assess what you're doing with your time, and if God and His things are first place in your life, then what we'll see is we'll see you investing a lot of time into those things. And if you assess what you do with your time and you find out that you're spending just a very little amount of time on God and His things, well, you know what? You need to make an adjustment. You need to spend some more time on Him and His things. And when you do that, it'll demonstrate that He and His things are first place and first priority in your life. Now, I want to go to Ephesians chapter 5. And I want to read you a handful of scriptures there in Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 11. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. And it says this: "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." The Message Bible says it like this in that verse: "Don't waste your time on useless work." Well, can you, friend? I mean, can you waste your time on useless stuff? Can we do that? We can. We can waste time on stuff that is of no value to the Lord. Now, in verse 15, it says this. It says, "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." The Amplified Bible says it like this: "Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposely, worthily, and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as the wise, making the very most of your time." Verse 16 says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Now, in the Phillips translation, when it says "redeem the time," it says "make the best use of your time." In verse 17, it says, "Wherefore, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." The Easy to Read version says, "So don't be foolish with your lives, but learn what the Lord wants you to do." And so these verses are telling us to redeem the time, to make the most of our time. And friend, the way that you make the most of your time is that you spend it on the things that matter most. These verses are telling us, don't waste time, redeem the time, spend your time on the things that matter most. Well, how would you do that? Friend, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that will keep you from wasting time. His things are first, and they get the first of my time. They get the most of my time. If I live like that, I will redeem the time, and I won't waste time. How do I not waste time? I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I give the first of my time, and I give the most of my time to God and His things. And if I do that, then I'll redeem the time and I won't waste time. When God's things are not first, that is when time can be wasted on things that mean nothing to the Lord. And friend, here's the thing. If you are investing little to no time into the Lord and into His things, then you are wasting a lot of your time. The only way to not waste it is to spend it on the things that matter to the Lord. And I want to encourage you to think about this, that you and I don't have unlimited time in this earth. We have a limited amount of time. Now, there are things we can do to increase the amount of time that we have here. There are also things we can do that will decrease the amount of time that we have here. But we don't have unlimited time. And you need to acknowledge that I only have a limited amount of time here. Why? Because if you don't acknowledge that time is limited, then you will spend it like it's unlimited, and you'll end up wasting it on things that don't matter. And so we don't have unlimited time. And one of the enemy's strategies is this. He wants to fill your life with so much stuff that you have no time left for the Lord and for the things that really matter. And so be on guard against the things that are consuming your time, the things that are consuming your life, and ponder the path of your feet and assess what you're doing with your time. And don't allow your life to get so full of hobbies and entertainment and stuff that doesn't matter that you don't have any time left for the Lord. You have to be conscious of what you're filling your life with, because the enemy would love for you to fill your life with so much stuff that you don't have any time left for the Lord, that you are not seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that God and His things are not first in your life. You got to be on guard against it, and you got to tell the enemy, no, I'm not going to fill my life with so much stuff that I don't have time for the stuff that really matters. God's going to get the first of my time. He's going to get the most of my time because I'm seeking His kingdom first. And when I do that, all the things that concern me will be taken care of in Jesus' name. Friend, this is good news, isn't it? So when you're assessing whether or not God is first place in your life, the thing you need to look at is, what do I spend my time doing? And that will tell the story. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, when you locate what you spend your time on, you locate what is first place and what is first priority in your life. Number two, we need to assess what we're doing with our time. If we don't assess what we're doing with our time, we're going to waste a lot of time on things that don't matter. And then number three, we are told in the Word to redeem the time, to make the most of our time. And the way to make the most of your time is to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And friend, when you do that, all those things that concern you will be taken care of. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it is our heart's desire to have You and to have Your things at first place and first priority in our lives. And so, Lord, we're asking You to help us to spend our time on the things that matter the most to You. Help us to make any corrections and any adjustments we need to make in our lives so that You are first place in our lives. And Lord, any area of our life right now where we're wasting time, Lord, show it to us so that we can make corrections, so that we can make adjustments, and so that we can make sure that we are seeking first You, Your kingdom, and Your things. And we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast today. Thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. Now, I'm hooked in faith with you that the Lord corrected you this week on the broadcast about your priorities, about what you're spending your time doing. I believe that He's going to give you the grace and the help to make the adjustments you need to make so that you're seeking Him and seeking His things first. And friend, I believe when you do that, you are going to enjoy some of the great benefits that come from it, in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of the Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then.